Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now, in Genesis 50 verse 20, Joseph, speaking to his brothers who had severely mistreated him, says, "As for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for good." Now, the very things that we are that we think are awful right now often can turn out to be a great blessing, with time. Now, the greatest trial can develop in you the greatest faith, and we've seen people in the past. Now, how does it relate, though, to our contentment? Now, Pastor, how does trusting God, trusting in God, inform the way we approach areas of discontentment?
Okay. So the moment we get to trust in God, it then helps us to understand that things in this life are meant to be what they are because God has permitted, God has allowed them to be so. And because of that, we get to learn and appreciate, to accept the divine will in our lives. The moment we rest on that, that alone will help us to say, whatever my Lord thou hast taught me to say, it is well. The moment we are in that attitude, we have no problem with being content. And also, it's not only contentment when it comes to financial things, but also it is contentment when it comes to quite a lot of things. I'll give a few examples. There are some people who may feel that how they look like is not what they are supposed to be, or they wish they can be looking like someone else. And we feel as if we are not good for anything. We feel like we're an outcast, a misfit, because I simply do not look like or sound like someone. I know of people who want to walk like other people. They want to sound like Pastor Marandure. They want to have a complexion like Pastor Marandure. They want to have a wife who looks like Pastor Marandures. They want to have children also who look like Pastor Marandures. So in other words, discontentment goes above and is not limited to finances only. So we need also to come to a point to appreciate that which we have, and that also comes from God. And the moment we are content, then we are good to go. We get to appreciate that which we have, that which is in our hands, and that which is within our influence and our potential. And the rest will be just but a way in the life of appreciation to God.
But very, very important. Plus 2773470-3520. If you're out there listening and you want to be part of the conversation with Pastor Marandure, we're going to be having him for a short bit so that you can also come through if you have anything to ask about. Now, what are some of the promises that are from God that can actually help us to surrender to his will in areas of discontentment?
Okay. The promises that come to my mind, well, there are quite a number of them. Okay, this may not be coming from God per se, but because it's in the Bible, I take it also as a promise that is guaranteed, like when we find what we find with David, where he says, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life." This comes whereby you are so content with God himself being your shepherd. You accept him as a shepherd. You cease to be yourself and to micromanage your life. And then you say, because he is my shepherd, I will look no further or to another for whatever I may need. And because of that, surely goodness and mercy will follow me.
Oh, yeah.
David has got a lot of these interactions with God.
Yeah.
That I personally appreciate, because there is no way one can be content with God's ways and his doings and will not get a benefit out of that,
which
is needful. So in other words, we limit ourselves, or we rather deprive ourselves of many of his blessings by trying so hard to try and fix things or twist things in our way, and choosing rather that which God has not chosen for us. We tend to deprive ourselves a lot. You see, you try to speak in a deep voice, or try to walk or appear like someone. Tell you what, there are people who are supposed to benefit from you as you are.
Who will
not then benefit what they were meant to benefit. And because of that, God in return was meant to reward you. So the reward he will definitely not get. So let's be content. Let's be content. I am an African man.
Yes.
I'm not European. Someone Asian is not African. Let's be content with who I am. Being able to communicate in English does not make me different or better than another person.
True.
If I cannot communicate in English, it still is okay, as long as I can communicate perfectly well in my language. And again, I've seen people trying to put an accent to a foreign language to match them with that. It's not about that. Was the moment I will fail to do that, I'll be stressed.
Be content.
Just be content. Your height, you are short. You are not tall. You are tall. You are not short. So that which those who are short are meant to benefit, let them enjoy and enjoy where you are. Just be content with your family. These are my siblings. I did not vote for them. God saw it fit that this should be my siblings. Let me be content with that and be happy. There are things that you will never change in this life.
Try
to tone up your complexion and try to appear European and being white. Definitely, there are repercussions that you have to pay for that. Be content and enjoy life the way God has designed it for you. Remember, you are unique in the way that you are. Even your finances, yes, you try so hard, but at times you realize it was not about hard work. It's God providing and opening up avenues. Not that which you have done, but all that God has done. So let's learn to be content. But like I said the other day, yes, there is no harm in saying I want the best. Even now, what I have may not be the best. Wait for the time to come. But before the time comes, let me be enjoying being grateful and being happy with what it is today. And not be sad because of what I could get next year.
You know, you're making a very powerful point quite succinctly, and thank you so much for that. I actually buy that. Now, somebody may say who is listening out there, but Pastor, here we see a one of the greatest pop stars to have ever lived in the name of Michael Jackson, who was born a black man, died a white man. In the process, bleaching himself, and went on to become the greatest in his craft, and he was not content with himself. Looks like discontentment turned things around for him.
Yes, no, that's so true. But now the question comes: did we ever hear, like the name that you've mentioned there of Michael Jackson, did we ever hear him then say, the moment I changed from a black man to a white man, I'm now a happy and a very peaceful person?
Well,
we don't hear of the others, or we don't hear of the other side of that which is negative that made followed him for the choice that he made. Remember, God will never make a mistake.
True.
Also, God will never leave a room for renovations. God will never leave a room for us to finish up that which he has failed in court to have just but completed. Let's appreciate what he has done for us. Let's make the best of what we have, what we are, where we are, who we are. Let's make the best of it all.
So
let's you'll be surprised, you'll be shocked of the greatest success story that you could tell years down the line. You may never know how you'd have fared if you were faithful in being grateful to God for that which you have, that which you are, and where you are. You cannot hate your background. This is who you are. This is where you're coming from. Who knows? It was my background, which was the stepping ladder, that made me to be where I am. So let me accept what it is. We cannot all drive Range Rovers in this life. We cannot all own houses in this life. We cannot all be millionaires in this life. Some will have, some will not have. But by the end of it all, one thing we'll have is peace, love, and this contentment that accepts the love of God and makes us, making us to appreciate it. Let me tell you something. When we get to heaven and things are now new, the ground will be back to be a level ground. All this is just but an act of sin. Let's not mind it.
Yeah, beautiful. And I like that you talked about, you know, gratefulness, you know, because that is important. And do you think that gratitude, therefore, can actually overcome discontentment?
It does. It does in a great way. If we actually, a failure to be grateful gives birth to discontentment. It's because I'm not happy, I'm grumbling, I'm not appreciating. So I'll feel like it then means if I can be in that in those shoes, then I'll be okay. I'll have a reason to be grateful. And let me tell you something. A person who is not grateful will never be grateful. Even if they'll say, I have achieved, they'll still be not grateful, and they will never be content in life. The moment you nurture a discontentment in you, you know that in little or in great things, you will never ever be grateful or content. You will always be wanting more. And because of that, you will even cut short your life.
Man.
Because a happy, a merry heart gives health to your bones, and this you will never experience.
True. Fantastic. Indeed, a merry heart gives health to your bones. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. It is 14 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock now. How did Christ himself model contentment for us? Did he ever?
Well, he did. You remember when he says, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will handle itself. He also goes on to say, you see these flowers, in as much as they are beautiful and beautifully adorned, they cannot be as what Solomon would have been. So he speaks of us freeing ourselves from worry. The moment we harbor and nature worry, he says, no, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will sort itself there. So according to me is, what it is today, what I have today, let me enjoy today and whatever it is. Tomorrow, let me not worry about tomorrow. I'll see what's going to be tomorrow when I get to tomorrow. So for me, he is simply saying, live a day at a time. Don't try to live 7 days at a go. It's a day at a time. What it is, let me say, thank you, God, for what it is. It could have been the worst, but I'm glad it's what it is. So for me, I believe he knows, he cares for me. If I am not financially stable now, he is simply saying, birds of the air, they don't spin, they don't farm, they don't sow anything, but God provides for them. There is a portion for them tomorrow. There is a portion again for them tomorrow. So if today I do not have what I have, let me remember the $5 note that I have is enough for me today. Let me not worry about the $100 note. God will provide for me when time comes, when it's necessary.
Mm. Beautiful stuff. And before I let you go, Pastor, how can remembering God's love for us help us find that very contentment we speak into?
Connecting it with the love of God.
Mm.
Okay. You know, by the end of it all, here remains a fact. When I am content, when I am grateful, makes me to appreciate the love of God. If I can be able to count my blessings, naming them one by one, oh, how much I'll be surprised to see how much God loves and cares for me.
Mm.
If I know that a pair of shoes that I have, someone does not have the feet to put in those shoes, I'll see God's love on me.
Oh, yes.
And then I'll say to that one without feet, it's not a case again. God saw it fit for it to be so.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, there's something again to be grateful. You may not have feet, but you are alive to see yet another day. Everything about us speaks volumes of God's love toward us. If he will not care for me, I tell you, I will not need not to be hungry. All I will need is to have oxygen out of reach for me.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is just a paint of God's love towards me. If I can be grateful, if I can be content, who knows? It can be a motivation for God to do even more for me.
Yeah, true.
But if I am not, God will then say, this person is not even grateful for this. What more if we add on? Are we not simply but inviting this person to continue kissing us right in the face? Be thankful for what you have. Who knows? It can be a motivation for God to add on more blessings in your life.
Mm. Beautiful stuff. Pastor, before I let you go, any parting shots from today's conversation?
Thank you so much. I would want to say it is good to aim higher.
Mm.
But as you aim higher, go higher with God. There is nothing wrong with aiming higher, but go there with God. Do not try to cut short the corners of this life. Wait. Your chance and your time is coming. For time and chance happens to all.
Oh, yes?
Be grateful. Be thankful. See that which is positive. Keep the positivity in your mind.
Mm.
It's energy enough for you to have even a longer life. God bless you.
Blessings to you, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We are going to be connecting you once more tomorrow as we conclude this very topic for today. Blessings and thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much and a wonderful day.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.